At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Hey, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out on the show. Congratulations to the Bears. It's nice to have that be the end of what was a torturous season. Oh, I guess I should probably... You guys didn't even notice that during the losing streak, the Bears were upside down. I guess I could turn them right side up now. So, yeah, Bears. So they get the win in Green Bay. And it was fun to see Caleb Williams close the deal. That's what I kept looking at. Him being able to close, that's all I cared about at the end of it. It was definitely heartbreaking when DJ Moore had... I said it in our group chat, the show group chat. DJ Moore had a great game until he didn't. Like, he was amazing until he wasn't. Same thing with Tyreek Stevenson. Having a great game until you didn't. And then you open the door, they're able to go down, get a 55-yard field goal, and it feels like every other loss this season. It feels like there's no way the Bears are going to be able to get out of their own way and escape this thing with a win. But they did, and they deserve credit for it. I love the 3-by-1 formation that they ran, the stack wide receivers that flipped the leverage on the field so that DJ Moore ended up with a one-on-one where you could just run him on a slant, get the yards you need, and then have Cairo kick the game-winning field goal. Like, that's growth. There was also stuff that happened today that wasn't growth. Like, I'm not expecting Thomas Brown to be here in any capacity next year, but we still have to judge, like, the game that was in front of us. That decision to kick the extra point after getting a penalty to move it 1 yard closer, and, you know, my guy Adam Hogue was like, well, maybe there was a two-point play that he didn't like. Like, that's not even on your two-point call sheet. It's a one-yard play. It's a goal line play. Whatever short yardage play you like the best, that's the one that you run. You don't even have to go to the collection of two-point conversions. Whether you want to line up in Rhino or you want to line up in Elephant and run it, you can run it. So I don't think we have to give him that out. That was just bad. That was bad by him. But it doesn't matter. And maybe in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter, because ideally starting tonight, you're going to start really shifting into overdrive to go find yourself a head coach. But I don't want to jump too far ahead. There'll be plenty of episodes for that coming up. I'd just like to talk a little bit about, like, this game and the fact that Bears fans needed this more than anybody. Except for the guys playing and coaching. Like, Bears fans needed this. And it'll feel good, and you snap Matt LaFleur's, 11-game winning streak against the Bears. You doom them to play in Philly next week. Of the two choices that were available to the Packers, that was the worst one. They also left the game broken, battered, and maybe beaten. It seems like that was like a nerve thing. Like, I agree with what Kevin Kugler was saying about Jordan Love, where it seems like he got hit on the funny bone and he hasn't regained feel yet. And it was strange to watch them be at the end of that thing and be like, hey, who's going to quarterback the Packers? Who's going to engineer the game-winning drive for the Packers? I don't even know if they had a third quarterback dressed today. But you just start thinking the worst things because that's what's happened to the Bears. It's a huge sigh of relief. It's one day of a loud joy. It's you get to kind of mess with your Packer fan friends, although their retort is we're going to the playoffs. I don't know how long they're going to be in the playoffs, but that would be my retort if I were a Packers fan, that this team still won 11 games. They still get to go to the playoffs. And the Bears won the best version of their Super Bowl that they could hope for, being a team that had been on a 10-game losing streak. So, let me talk about some players that played well. I mentioned DJ Moore and Tyreek Stevenson. I thought both of those guys, again, played great until they didn't. Like, both of those guys were making plays, and it seemed like they were just saying, you know what, we're just going to give DJ Moore all the touches possible and allow him to go out there and try and make plays. And he did that for the most part, and then in the end, you have the fumble, you have the motion penalty on him with Tyreek Stevenson, you have the interception, you have the tackles for loss, and then in the end, he loses sight of the ball, and they're able to get in striking distance. But those guys made some huge plays for the Bears inside of this game. Cairo Santos, I was wondering if that was even in his range in this type of weather. But good for him to finish that game off and give them an opportunity for a win.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
I thought Rome, after one play where he got used a little bit on a block, I thought that he did a tremendous job of blocking downfield. I thought he did a great job of after that play, like not getting caught for holding, like being physical, like turning that anger into physicality and pushing defenders down the field. Those are all really, really good things. And obviously you have the ode to Dave Tobe. Keep that name in mind, by the way, for this week. I love that. Like, that's a really cool play. I saw it the first time with Johnny Knox. Still BS that was called back. But that's a great play, and your unit did it really well. And how do they then follow that up? They follow it up with messing up on special teams where Tyler Scott doesn't know where he is. And he's like, did I down the ball or did I not down the ball? That sort of stuff. Like, that's the stuff that's so maddening. There's still some stuff that has to be done on this roster. Like, this roster has got to be overhauled, which is not something that you should be saying in the third year of a rebuild. It shouldn't be going into year four that we are talking about overhauling this entire thing, because that's not the way that it's supposed to be. So it's a nice Sunday afternoon. Well, I mean, it's not nice outside, I tell you that much. It's still a little bitter. Not as bad as I thought it would be, because everyone's like, Snowmageddon and Coldmageddon, we're going to have a baby, and then it was just going to be all over the northern part of the United States. So far, that hasn't happened, but still, them playing in what felt like, 5 degrees or whatever, not fun, and you saw things being a little slippery, folks not necessarily being ready for the cold. I'm glad for Caleb that he gets to walk away from this season healthy enough and with a win. Like Tanny said it really well in our meeting on Friday. He said it'd be great for Caleb to check off his list beating the Packers. And now he doesn't have to go into the offseason with an 11-game losing streak and carrying the weight of a 12-game losing streak against Green Bay. He has now already said, I can play you guys well. I can be competent or even special in moments. Like that throw to DJ Moore that got called back, like that was pretty ridiculous. Getting away from the sack, I was surprised they didn't take a longer look at that play, but it ended up benefiting the Bears, so be it. He gets to walk away and just kind of, what did he say, that this year was a learning experience? I think that's what he told Caitlin Sharkey. She did a great interview with Caleb. Yeah, man, like this is absolutely a learning experience for you. And watching him be demonstrative and stuff on the sidelines, I kind of dug that too. Being right there in Kerry Joseph's face, being upset about some of the choices that they made, it looked like, from afar, upset with some of the choices that they were making on play calling. So I'm happy for him. There's so much work to do. So much. From a roster standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, maybe from a general manager standpoint, depending on what the coaching candidates you're talking to are talking about with you. I do wonder if people will, no matter who they hire, if it's not Ben Johnson, is it considered a failure? We'll explore some of those themes later on this week too. But it's good. I'm genuinely happy for you. Like, I'm happy that for one weekend over the last 3 months, you get to spike the football. You get to enjoy this. You get to laugh at your Packer fan friends. You also get to go, yeah, not only did we beat your guys, we hurt your guys. Now, it looked like it was just going to be a we hurt your guys type of game. But no, you got the win too. So you were able to win the game and hurt their guys and hurt their chances in the playoffs. We'll see if any of that feeling comes back in his right arm. Because when you saw him like trying to squeeze the football, you're like, oh, he doesn't have feeling in his hand. And you can't really play quarterback if that's how you do it. But congratulations. Tell me this inside the comments. And if you're listening on Spotify or on Apple, you can jump to the YouTube page too and comment. House of L, you should be following anyway. If you listen to the podcast, this is another way for you to get it. So just become a subscriber. It's for free. You don't have to worry about paywalls or anything like that. Let me know how you feel. Forget about the Bears overall. This is the thought exercise we're going to do today. How do you feel about this particular win? Let's just do that. Let's just live in that for a little bit, and then we'll get to some of the bigger picture stuff starting tomorrow. But today, rejoice. Dance around the house. Do what you got to do. Bears, I will talk to you next time. All right. Peace.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.